It's a day when tears are flowing in a Ventura County courtroom. But they aren't tears of sorrow. They're tears of joy because it's adoption day.
It's just been 3 years of an emotional battle of not knowing whether he was going to stay with us. And now the day is finally here that he's ours and nobody can take him from us. It's just the best.
Julie and Ray Claytoner here at the Ventura County Juvenile Courthouse in El Rio to finalize the adoption of Anthony Clayton. The little boy is only 3 and a half, but he's lived through a lot just to get to this point.
He was born polydrug exposure, went through 6 weeks of withdrawal. I met his mom. She was an amazing young mother who just had a really rough life, and it was sad that it ended the way it did, but for us, it was a blessing.
Ray Clayton admits this long-awaited day is a bit overwhelming.
It was a pretty long process. We've had him since he was 10 months. So he's 3 and a half now. This is amazing.
The Simi Valley couple already had a biological daughter, 14-year-old Bailey, and she's excited that Anthony, who has for all intent been her brother, will now be it legally.
I'm happy. I'm really happy right now.
It's a very different tone than usual in the halls of this courthouse today. Normally, the benches are filled with young criminal offenders and their families waiting for court hearings. Today, though, there's more than 150 people, many carrying presents and balloons to celebrate adoptions being finalized. Ventura County Superior Court Judge Terry Cody is presiding over the final signings.
There's a variety of kids. Some of them come out of public adoptions. Some of them may be step-parent adoptions. Some of them may come out of our foster care system. They're being adopted, so there's a variety. And I think you may even see there might be an adult adoption here, too. We look forward to this day all week. That's why we schedule them on Friday afternoons, because this is the happiest day of the week.
The courtroom takes on a much different look for the ceremonies.
We try to make it look fun for the kids and the families so that they're not intimidated by coming into a courtroom. We have stuffed animals. Today we have balloons. We have cookies. We allow everybody to take pictures and film and move around and get pictures of their family members, so it's very different than a normal courtroom.
As families wait outside of the courtroom for their big moment, Paul Castaneda is busy trying to corral a rambunctious 15-month-old who's running around the hallway.
This is going to be Santino Nico Castaneda.
What is this day like for you guys?
It's mind-boggling. It's awesome, but yet it's a dream come true. It's been a long process. It's been a journey that we wouldn't trade in for anything to give a young boy a chance at, you know, a better life.
The soon-to-be new dad says, well, Nico can be a handful. He's a happy little boy. Castaneda says Nico's backstory is heartbreaking, but they're thrilled to give him a fresh start at life.
He is my niece's son who was given meth. About 3 months old, he was given meth. The doctors did the drug test, and so he had methamphetamine in his system. So at that time, he was taken into custody through the county. He went through 2 foster homes, and then that's when we were able to get him, and we've had him since.
Family after family goes through the process, many after years of effort. Finally, it's time for the Clayton family as Judge Terry Cody calls parents Ray and Julie Clayton forward, along with daughter Bailey and their soon-to-be official son, 3-and-a-half-year-old Anthony.
Who are you? Hi, Anthony. Nice to meet you. Is this big sister?
Bailey.
Hi, Bailey. Nice to meet you. You ready for this?
As the cameras click and the tears fall, the lives of the Clayton family, and especially their newest member, Anthony, change forever.
You're adopted.
Yay! Yay!
In El Rio, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.